This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. This week, more than 100 turbines will begin powering the state's largest wind farm. But some Republican lawmakers claim the farm could interfere with military operations, and they outlined their concerns in a letter to the federal government, this despite the fact that the Pentagon has examined the project and given it its stamp of approval. The state legislators want the farm shut down, but economic effect could be detrimental for local communities. And joining us now is WUNC military reporter Jay Price. Welcome back, Jay.
Glad to be here, Frank.
Tell us more about this wind farm. Where is it and what is it? What is it doing?
Well, it's up in the northeast corner of the state, and it essentially is being built for Amazon, not by Amazon, but for Amazon. Amazon wants the carbon credits for the clean energy that it's going to generate. It's in Pasquotank and Perquimans counties, just this side of the Virginia border, essentially, a few miles south of the border. It's 104 turbines. Each one of them is enough to power roughly 600 homes. 22,000 acres. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's the first industrial size.
And you said Amazon's really not paying for it, but so how is it financed?
It's being built by the subsidiary of a Spanish company, which is one of the minor points of contention that's kind of come up here. But Amazon's paying for it. The project was going to be built for another reason and went on the back burner, and then Amazon revived it because it wanted the credits. So it's paying the freight.
These days, anything of that magnitude has to be subject to a lot of environmental review, and the military had to weigh in, right?
Yeah, the military has a special clearinghouse for projects like this. I mean, they can't just have people building windmills, wind turbines that are almost 500 feet high when, you know, the tip of the blade as it rotates up. They can't have them build 100 and some of these without giving it, you know, a good bit of scrutiny. And so these projects go through that clearinghouse. And this one got additional scrutiny because there were fears that it would harm the signal of a very large radar installation just over the border in Virginia. That radar points south, right through the wind farm, down and as far as the Caribbean, Central America. It's as you might imagine, a very sensitive instrument to do that. And the notion that there would be 104 blades of that size spinning, people were worried. The military had a team of scientists from MIT come in, some of the top scientists in the world for examining this sort of issue. And they said, well, you know, it could pose some threats. Let's do some modeling. At the end of the day, after talking with the scientists, after getting their report, the military cleared this.
The military's okay with it. It's been through all the vetting, the environmental vetting. Military looked at it, recognized it might be a problem, said, we're good with it. And then 10 state lawmakers say it could be a problem. Tell us about that.
They sent a letter to the new Secretary for Homeland Defense, the incoming one in the Trump administration, General John Kelly, and they asked essentially for it to be shut down. They said it was a threat to the radar and that it really should be shut down. And they cited political correctness as the reason the military approved this thing. They said the Obama administration had essentially leaned on the military, and that's the only reason that the military said it was okay.
Well, this isn't the House Majority Leader John Bell, one of the Republicans, one of the 10 Republicans who wants to shut this down despite Pentagon approval.
If wind turbines are sited in the wrong area, is that they can actually impede the training, especially at low levels. These pilots are trying to train to get to low levels. If they have to get to 500 feet, and you've got a flying space where somebody's put windmills up that are 500 feet, well, now I've got a 23, 24-year-old pilot getting to 500 feet in a $30-plus million aircraft with 500-foot windmills. It's not going to work out good.
Republican House Majority Leader John Bell, did the military look at that? Is that a concern? Should we be worried about that?
Well, I mean, he cites something that's very important. That's why that clearinghouse exists. You know, in great part, they want to have a look at how these things might affect military training flights. I mean, the military is basically cited on basis, not to just live on basis. They train. They train for their mission, and their mission as and when they're not at war is to train in a warlike fashion, and they need to fly low. He's right about that. There's a major bombing range out in the east, and they need to be able to get to it and get away from it at low levels. And he's been vigilant, and a lot of legislators from the east have to be vigilant. The military is a huge economic engine for the state, and you know most of it is in the east. tens of billions of dollars a year, hundreds of thousands of jobs. Entire communities would vanish if any of these bases were closed. We have two of the largest in the country. We have the largest Army base, Fort Bragg, and they have not only are they large, they have some of the most important missions. So they're important for national security. They're important for the economy. And you can hear it in Bell's voice. I mean, he's sincerely, deeply interested in making sure that those bases stay healthy.
But isn't the military just as interested in protecting the lives and the security mission and less interested in, and frankly, you've been covering the military for a long time, and I have to ask you, are they subject to political correctness when it comes to national security and securing the lives of men and women in uniform?
There you go. That's the question, and they may have boxed themselves in. The opponents of these wind farms may have boxed themselves in on this one. The letter, apparently, you know, according to another legislator down there who wasn't told about it, was apparently intended to be secret and to just kind of circumvent the normal legislative process. Political correctness, if political correctness could influence the military, I mean, these men and women sign up and they do so saying that they will risk their lives for their country. And if you're saying they're willing to bow to political correctness to save their careers, which is essentially what's often alleged here. It's like they all, you know, there are many people out there in the military who know these wind farms are a danger to the mission and a danger to national security, but they won't pipe up because the civilian leadership in the Obama administration will come down on them. They don't have that anymore. They've got the Trump administration in charge, and Mr. Trump, President Trump, is a... He's been a very vocal critic of wind farms, and
fossil fuels. I mean, denies climate change and is pro fossil fuels. Witness his Secretary of State.
Yeah, and the people like Representative Bob Steinberg, this is in his district down there. People like him basically say that sort of opposition, you know, from the Koch brothers, et cetera, has been kind of financed, this kind of fake AstroTurf opposition is kind of popped up all over the country, and they're using the military for an excuse.
And here he is. This is Representative Bob Steinberg.
We would be seen, I'm afraid, by many as just not a very trustworthy bunch of folks to do business with.
So this also gets to the amount of economic development in a part of the state that really desperately needs some form of economic development. And here it is, clean energy and a way in which that part of the country can, or that part of the state can be revived.
Yeah, and if you want to look at it strictly from an economic development standpoint, you have a huge bird in the hand with the military. They are crucial for the state's economy. There is no question. And base closing is a real threat, probably not to Fort Bragg or Camp Lejeune. They have missions that are aligned with the way the world threats, international threats have developed. They're light, they're strike quick. But some of the smaller bases, it could happen. Seymour Johnson is in Representative Bell's district.
And was there any suggestion at all that these bases might close because of that wind farm? We were forced to do this because of the Obama administration, and now we have to just pack up and go because of that wind farm?
Not that particular one, but this opposition, as the representative from that district, Bob Steinberg, says, this sort of opposition pops up routinely. It's popped up in every session that he's been involved with, he says, and they shift from one excuse to another. But economic development down there, huge. You know, the bird in the hand is the military. The bird in the bush, to a great degree, is wind farms. And you're talking about some of the poorest counties down in the Northeast and in the entire state. Some of these places, an economic development win is getting a new Zip Mart. This is $400 million. This is the cachet of Amazon.com. This is the cachet of a cutting-edge giant green energy project, and it's getting a lot of attention for that region and bringing a huge amount of money. It's the largest taxpayer for both of the counties it's cited in.
Obviously something not lost on Wayne Harris, who's the economic development director for Elizabeth City.
I think there would be a sense of disappointment and despair, really. I mean, we've already experienced the tangible benefits of increased interest in the area and being on the map for being the first in the Southeast. And that would change that from a positive marker to being the town where a $400 million capital investment was nullified.
Wayne Harris, Economic Development Director for Elizabeth City. So you've got 10 Republican lawmakers trying to stop this effort that's already underway. As you say, you're just about ready to plug it in. Any sense of how much more support this has, even among Republicans in the legislature, and how far it might go?
Well, how could you know? I mean, you know, I drove down to talk to Representative Steinberg in his home, and he said he was shocked, and the local officials were shocked that this letter went around. You know, after the fact, if you see opposition to a wind farm, usually it's before it's permitted, before it's built. And here it is, the thing's going to crank up any day now. The last windmill will be hooked in to the power grid, and it's $400 million. And, you know, again, a big win down there in that city, if they get a nice Walmart, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
The notion that this could be struck down is just startling for them, because it goes from being, oh, I was in the running for something. It isn't even like that. I was in the running for something and we lost it. This was built here, and then by dint of somebody circumventing the process, it was denied and shut down. What other company, you know, Steinberg says is going to come in with a $400 million investment after this and think that it can rely on the government?
Particularly in a state that is now developing a reputation for ideological stands that hurt economic development. And so once you get that reputation nationwide, it's going to be harder to make those partnerships. I've only got about 30 seconds left, but are there other wind farms in the work? Are there things right now that could be hurt just because of the discussion of there goes North Carolina again?
Well, you don't know things that early in the pipeline. There are certainly several others in the works, some of them really large. They face opposition, some of it from state leaders. You know, again and again, they've tried to put more and more restrictions on legally in state law to kind of stop these things from being built or to restrict where they can be built. There's another set in Congress that just popped up, you know, somebody else trying to do it. Looks like Walter Jones is one of the co-sponsors of one of these bills that would prevent wind farms from being built or discourage them within a 30 to 50 mile radius of any military
Jay
base.
Price, WUNC military reporter. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Just ahead, we'll hear the story and sounds of some lost Yiddish folk songs during World War II. Stay with us.